Simin Ein Test. Mishne Zamele Toya Bishat Kriya. Hoyse Toya Tadam Yachariv Torech Laharchik Dala Namas Bakum Shekol Areach. Afilu im Yesh Lechur Lishin Amiriach. Torech Laharchik Dala Namas Bakum Shekil Areach Nemishin Miriach. Nechonam Torech Laharchik Mali Enov Afilu Balayla. Arishu Tsumo Shein Roya Tzai Torech Laharchik Bakum Shein Yachal Yeres Vayayim. Im Vitsida Yedina Kalacharov. Now just to be Maxim, what's the gather of the Isser of Divrei Torah b'Mokrim Tzoyel? It says Vayom Echarecha Kodesh, and we know that the Klavush says Kol Dalmet Alma Yisov Shel Adam is his Mokrim Chaniya, because says Klavush, we find that it's Koyin Eloi Le'inin Mitzio Le'inin Shabbos Le'inin Gittin Le'inin Sharon Yonim. It's all considered the Mokrim of a person, and that is because when he stretches out, he gets Dalad Ames, he extends to Dalad Ames. The Mamela, a person's Dalad Ames always have to be Kaddish, have to be Tor and Kaddish when he says Divrei Torah. When a Kaddish Baruch is Mesal, Bekevim Echanecha, Dainu, when he's saying Divrei Torah, or Davening Relating Kriya Shema. And for that reason also you need that the Reach shouldn't come into his Dalad Ames. Because it's also his Dalad Ames should not be Kaddish if Reach is Magialoi. And the pashtus is lechur that it's Issa Deraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah, actually, the Bir Halacha brings down, says machlokes is achrein, whether or not it's Deraisa Derabanan, that you have to be machrek midalan amas from Mokum Shekol Areach. Says the Chayodim is Mekel. But the Levush and the Prima Gadmi hold us a din Deraisa. What's the pshat? The pashtus is that we look at it as the Hemshech of the Tzoyah. The Reach Ra is the Hemshech of the Tzoyah. It's all common that the Tzoyah is mispashit into your Dalan Ames. The Mameli have to be machrek Dalan Ames from Mokum Shekol Areach. Now that's all fine if the Tzoyah is behind you, on the side, depending on what Dinu Kelacherov, then it's not in your Machaneh. If it's within Dalad Ames, it's in your Machaneh. Outside of Dalad Ames, it's out of your Machaneh. It's not a problem. However, if it's Milafonov, then the Chaver says, Tzorech Laharchik Malienov, what's the reason for that? Lachar, it's not in your Machaneh. Then we saw as Machlekes Rishenim between the Rosh and the Rashba, what the reason why it's Aser. According to the Rashba, the Chiddush, the Pasuk that says, Lo Yir B'chor Erva Zavar, is not going just on Erva, it's also going on Tzoya. And Mela, the Din Isra'iyah applies also to Tzoya, and therefore, even if it's out of his Machaneh, as long as he can see it, it's going to be Aser Midaraisa. However, according to the Rosh, Lo Yir B'chor is only going on Erva, it's not going on Tzoya. What's the reason why it's Aser? It says the Prima Gadim, that it's also either midrabanan or midraisa, because they reckon it ayidei the ri'iyah, it's reckoned to be considered your machaneh. If you could see it, that gives you a shaykhs to it. What does it mean that it's your machaneh? Your dalad ames is your shaykhs, makom which is shaykh to you. It's makom which is, even though it's behind you, what shaykhs does it have? No, your makom, Chazal gave it you, dalad ames, you could be created because this makom is shaykh to you. Amela, if the shaykhs could be created ayidei the habata, it's not that habata is kainah. A shaykhus can be created that ayidei looking at it, even if it's out of Dalad Ames, you still shaykh to the davar. It's ki'ilu as if it's still in your machaneh, and therefore it's also in kriya shema kimoli einov. The truth is that it comes out a kula and a chumra according to each person. According to the Rashba, there's a kula that if it's outside of your Dalad Ames, then it's not considered your machaneh. It's just that since you see it, it's aser, therefore behir it's mutter. And according to the Rosh, it's going to be a kula that if it's in a different shos, even if you can see it, it's going to be mutter. As opposed to according to the Rashba. That's the source of the shmaitza of the iser of tzoyah and reach. Now, what's with closing your eyes? So Yisrael the Mechaber says that it doesn't help to close your eyes. It doesn't help even if the person is a sumo, and the shayla is farvos. If we know that we just saw in Simon Ayin Hesef Vav that the Shitas HaMechaber is even by Erva that Atzimus Einayim helps, how come Tzoyah is any different? Befrat, if you hold like the Rashba that the Loyira is going side by Tzoyah and side by Erva, how could it be that when it comes to Erva there Atzimus Einayim helps, when it comes to Tzoyah Atzimus Einayim doesn't help? We know that Yerushalmi and Echanami only says that Atzimus Einayim doesn't help, or Lila doesn't help, and again to Tzoyah, that's where the Yerushalmi is going. But all the rest of the Achrayim were Mechalik. They said, Tzoyah is Lav Dafkas, also means Erva. But the Beit Yosef, that's Mechalik. What's that Kapshat? If you learn the Yerushalmi Kapshutai, what would be the Pshat that Atzimus Einayim doesn't help by Tzoyah, and it helps by Erva? So, if you look at the Prisha, Tzipkot Beis, he says that there's another din by Tzoyah. even though there's the din of the Yerbachal, or according to the Rashba, or there's the din of Machanecha Kodesh, is also specific dinim that apply only to Tzaya that don't apply to Erva, which are sometimes the Kula, and sometimes the Chorot HaChumra. For example, it says, V'shavta v'chesisa Tzaya Secho, there's the din of Kisui by Tzaya. It has to be Mechose. Therefore, the halacha is, Mepurish Gemara, Erva Ba'ashashis is Aser. Tzaya Ba'ashashis is Mutter. Why? Because it's Mechose. And therefore, it's not a problem. That's a Kula. Mitzat Sheni, there's going to be a Chumra. That if you could see the Tzaya in front of you, then it's going to be problematic, even if it's outside your Dalat Ames, even if you're closing your eyes, if theoretically you could see it, until you're machasid, it's going to be awesome. Since it says, v'chisita se'asecho, mamele, you're right that you're not seeing it right now. But it's not mechuseh. The only way to get out of it is to make it that it should be considered mechuseh. If you comment that it's not mechuseh, then it's going to be problematic. Mamele, that's why l'chura, atzimus einayim, doesn't help, according to the mechaber. Because lamaisi, you need a kisui. Befrat, according to the Rush we just said before, and the Alidei looking at it, it's considered as if in your machane. If you see it, or you could see it, then it's ki'ilu as if it's in your machane. Kamali Einov in front of you is considered as if it's in your machane. Then the only way to matir the Dvarim Shebekedusha when you have something in your machane is dafk if you're machase. Now, even according to the Rashba that we said, that looking at it doesn't make it your machane. Mishnah Berurah says that looking at it, I would have thought to say that maybe what was Nischadish in the Pasuk V'la'ir Lecha, according to the Rashba, is that by looking at it, it makes it into your Machaneh. However, the Mishnah Berurah clearly learns not that way. The Mishnah Berurah says that, according to the Rashba, it's not considered your Machaneh when you see it outside of Dalat Ames. That's why it's Mutar Behir, because it's not considered your Machaneh. It's outside of your Machaneh. The reason why it's also is because Lamaisa, you see it at the end of the day. So long as you see it according to the Rashba, it says La'ir B'chad, you have the ability to see it, Memela is going to be Aser. By Erva, we don't say that. That's because by Erva, there's no Tanai, V'chisiso. And by Tzer, there's Tanai, V'chisiso. So therefore, you need to be Mechasit for it to be Mutter, and Atzimus Einayim is not going to help, even according to the Mechaber that holds that Atzimus Einayim holds by Erva, it's not going to help by Tzer. What? According to the Rashba, it's La'ir B'chad. The same way that by Erva, the same way. It's not. It's more than that. There's two things together. There's the Yer B'chol and there's the V'shavta Chesisa. The Yer B'chol in and of itself is not enough. It's because it says the only way to get out of it is Ayudei the Kisui, the Memela, until you have the Kisui, then we reckon it to be a problem of the Yer B'chol. Now, what's the story of somebody that needs glasses? And if he would take off his glasses, he wouldn't see the Tzaya. But if he leaves them on, then he would see the Tzaya. What would be in that case? So, L'chura, Mitzvah, you could say that in a haram it's not a problem. If you take off your glasses, it's not a problem. Why? We see by Suma that even though we can't see Bechlal, nevertheless, you have to go like Adam Beinoni. That's because you can't see Bechlal. So, if you don't see Bechlal, the halacha is that we have to dan you like somebody that could see, because Lamaisa, there is a Dover which is disgusting in front of you. Now, which person do we dan you like? Adam Beinoni. But every person in and of himself, Bir Halacha says, we don him kefi his own riyah. If a person has glasses and he can see 100 feet, and a person has glasses and he can see 80 feet, we don't say that, you have to put on the glasses of the other person, you can be able to see 100 feet. Every person can feel the way that he sees. Memela, this person, since Lamaisa, he doesn't see past 20 feet without his glasses, he sees. He's not like a Suma. A Suma doesn't see Bechlal, so how are we going to don him up? You don him up like a Benini. But a person that does see, I don't have to don him up like somebody else, I don him up like how he is. And the fact that he could put something on to make him see better, that I don't have to don him up with. He could also use binoculars. He could also use a telescope, and he'll be able to see in America what's going on. But we don't have to reckon with what he could see. We don our kefi how he is in front of us. That's what we would have thought to say. I did see that the Arlat Zin, Rabbi Zin Abba Shaul, Chelak Aleph, Simon Tess, he says, Me'oilam Tamesi. He says, I always had shver. How could it be that the guy that doesn't see so well, he sees less than a Beinoni? The standard Beinoni could see, let's say, 100 feet. This guy that doesn't have such a good, he's nearsighted, he only sees 80 feet. So if it's at 90 feet, Lachari is good to go. Kumtai says that the Suma is worse off than the guy that's nearsighted. The guy that's nearsighted, if it's at 90 feet and he only sees 80 feet, he's good to go. But the blind guy, he's got to, even though he can't see Bechlal, he has to reckon kilos of 100. Really, he wants the taina that even a nearsighted person is going to have to go like a Beinoni. He can't be better off than a Suma. And Mamela is going to be we done the tzoya. I could hear lechora. We done, even though lechora could be mechalik between suma and a nearsighted person. A suma can't see bechlal. So then that's the din. There's a leif look. How do we reckon it? Plus each person, if they ask me, we done him kefi, how the person is, and echanami. There's no reason to go to the lay plug in this case. You don't have to make a klal. I could hear it. Mitzad sheni, you could hear what he's saying, that lechera, kokama, that the reason why we have to, why by a suma do we have to done, he can't even see it b'klal. There's no yechurz for him to see it. Even when you open his eyes, he can't see it. So why are we machmer? Elamai, because it's a dover, which is disgusting in front of him. And therefore it's a bizayin. Mamela, if that's the case, that it's bizayin, how do we reckon something is a bizayin? Bizayin is reckoned by the normal person. Mainly, even if this guy's nearsighted, he can't see more than 80 feet. We have to reckon by the normal person. I would have think that there's... That? Is he being chilek on the Be'er Halacha that calling the few mashu? I don't know. Maybe the Be'er Halacha is going by somebody that's a chad re'iyah, somebody that's able to see very well. And he's able to see farther than a person, than the normal person. But somebody that's maybe able to see less than the normal person, maybe he's saying that that's different. Or he's being chilek. But I don't know if it's muchach to say, that's all I'm saying. I don't know if you have to. But that would be with regard to that. Now, what's the story of somebody that the smell doesn't bother him at all? We said somebody that doesn't smell, then it's a problem. That's what the Mechaber says. L'chor, the same thing should apply to somebody that does smell. Just the smell doesn't bother him. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Pehei, Sefkatan Zayin, Lehedyo. That even if he himself, it doesn't bother him, upashit bezman she'oser hu afilu le'uman atzmei she'murgol bareachra ve'inu margish kol shebnei adam etzarim izeh is oser k'le'el b'simenayi tesef alef. Shtel su to our sif, that it's problematic even if it doesn't bother you because kiven the dosh dosh and the smell isn't so terrible anymore. Well, the Maisa, at the end of the day, since it's something which most people are bothered by, therefore it's a problem. And what's the story if most people are not bothered by it, but you are bothered by it? You're very finicky, you're very, and by you, you're, every little smell bothers you. What's the halacha in that case? A chori can be mitzayin, that's also a problem. I saw that the Yishei Tzor brought down, I saw a few people be mitzayin it. Karen David, it's Arisa Chuvo, the Yishei Tzor goes that way, La Maisa. That in the Chalami, it's totally in the person himself. L'chor, because once again, if he smells it and it's a dover which is mafreim, then it's a bizayin. If it doesn't bother him, then it's also a bizayin if it bothers most people. Because it's be'etzim, there's something here which is problematic. Either way, l'chor would be a problem. Now, what's the story about Mr. Brewer brings down over here, going on the Ramah says, if there's a story in the Beis HaKnesses, Afil hula acharov. Shat shem espal v'toyim beis haknesa oi bebaye shem espal shom. Afil hula acharov v'chol abaye tzarech lishtoik ad shiyutiyenu mi'ach shem yitirah midei chavosen. V'yefshur shloyim min hakal b'zeich dalar amish shal atzoyo. It's not shaykh that there can't be, that there's going to be somebody who's not within dalar amish of the tzoyo. Now shmoyis is l'chora, that if there's nobody within the dalar amish of the tzoyo, then l'chora it's not a problem. Mr. Brewer brings down over here that it says in Miu b'simen nun hey, sivchov kosev yeshem layan amin k'shesh tayam afsekes beinem, ayin shamashe kasavinu b'zeh. If you look there in simen nun hey, sivchov, it says that there are those that say that if there's a minion and you want to be mitzarf to the minion, so that's corona and there's 10 people outside having a minion and you're on your marpeset and you want to be mitzarf to the minion. Problem is that there's tsoya in between you and the minion. Says the mechaber, yeshem rim. Once you can have the mafsek in between, l'chor would be a problem. The fidus, yesh lodim, that are you allowed to say amen to a bracha on the telephone? Somebody makes a bracha on the telephone, and you want to answer amen to the bracha, there's a whole handle whether or not you can be yitz with them, not be yitz with them. That's a shiloh, but that's not the shiloh we're handling. The shiloh we're handling is whether or not it's mutter to say amen to the bracha. Why? What's the shiloh? Be'etzem, the fact that even if it doesn't have a din of his voice, doesn't make a difference. Look, I mean, you can't be yoytzu with it. But lamaisa, a person is making a bracha at this time, and even if you don't hear the bracha, if you know that the person is making a bracha, you're allowed to answer amen. That was the raya from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, that they would wave flags when they said a bracha to know when to answer amen. You're only not allowed to answer amen if you don't know what bracha the person is making. If But if you know what bracha the person is making, even if you can't hear the bracha, it's not a problem to answer amen. So this person is making a bracha in America, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to answer amen. Now somewhere along the 6,000 miles, you gotta figure that there's probably some Torah, or somewhere over in between. And yesh l'adam, what would be the halacha in such a case? Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Chof. Yesha Mishitzarach Leyamafzik Davar Sheinu Noki. Says the Mishnah Berurah Shelo Yehei Vafilu Amin and Yachalanes Ladeyazuim Yamafzik. What?
Between you and
no, there's a shaila whether or not it's considered. If it's Ki'ilu as there's the Davar that's Mafzik, so then the Bracha is a Bracha Bifni Atmai. And you can't be mitzvah to that bracha. It's like answering an amin yisema possibly, because kokami you have a davar which is mafsik in between, which is like the avodah zara. It's mafsik that kilu. Mishnah Berurah says, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, Mishnah Berurah says, hocha in a moel kiven shu mafsik ben asar ben zeh shoreit letzarf imam hu mafsik ben ashchina vegerim leshchina sheina shor bekan. It's kilu as if there's a davar which is mafsik in between the two. Why can't I answer Amin?
You can answer Amin.
He says you can't answer Amin. What's the difference?
Because Varsha Bakhtusha is then you have to have 10 people together, and you have to start for them in order to answer.
If there's only one person, then you can't. It's Amin Yisema? So Amin is only to Kaddish, it's not to anything else?
That's
the truth is that there's a Sharla in the Sefer Achash Alti from Rizal Zilberstein. Story that was really the story that was put down on the papers of a guy that was makabel himself that he's not going to make any brachas unless there's somebody to answer amen. So you know the story of Mechaim Balazhin. Once he had such a kabbalah in the middle of the night, somebody came, a bracha came, and he was mamash thirsty, and the bracha came in the middle of the night, and he started speaking to him and learning. He says, "Oh, bracha Hashem that you came, made a bracha," and he was yetzer. The next morning he told the bracha, "Grace Yashar Kach that you came. I was so thirsty I can't even tell you." Bracha looked at him like he fell off the moon. He said, "What are you talking about? I slept the whole night in my bed. I don't know what you're talking about." Okay. But that's the story of Chaim Volozhin. The story with this fellow, he wasn't Zeche to Gilu Elio. So he decided he's going to call information 144, you're right, so. And he says to him, "I'm going to make a bracha. You answer on me. Can you answer on me?" So he says, "Sure, no problem." He makes a bracha, and the guy answers on me. So the question was he allowed to do that, or was he taking away from the person? Kilu, information is here for a reason. It's not here to answer amen in the middle of the night. That was the shayla. Said it. That was the question that he was asked. So he dons there not only when he gets to the shayla of whether or not you take away the person's pronouns, he held it wasn't a problem. But he says, when he gets to answering amen, he says, Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Tzina Bashaul held that you shouldn't answer amen on the phone for this reason, because maybe there's something being mafsik in between. He says, there are many places that hold that it's not a problem. And therefore, l'chara, it shouldn't be a problem. Now the truth is, when you get to the Ethem thing, the Mishnah Berurah himself sends you to what he says there in the Mishnah Berurah. Midekosav ha-shochan arach din zeh b'loshen v'yesh emrim, mashma d'din zeh lo yipsik alei. Mechein mashma me'ramo b'simen ayin tesef alef b'hago. He quotes, the lo yisri alekein, k'mo yishkazam magan avram sham. L'maisa, he says that our ramo and our simen seems to say not that way. Because he says that as long as there's nobody within the Aram, it's not a problem, even though there could be the Sayyim between the Shas and everybody else that's answering. And then he says, Vayim Chai Adam Shekasav Din Early, the Ameni Yesh Meir Abba Vekadusha Yane, the Avirak Psukim of Abaruchu La Yane, Vayim Levush Yisrael. He says that the Ameni Yesh Meir Abba, you could say, and sounds like Amen also. And Kodesh, you could say, however, Baruchu, you shouldn't say. Which Lechurra mean, that Lechurra Amen shouldn't be a problem to say in such a case. Which I'm not patuach b'zmaneinu also, even if it's 6,000 miles, I'm not patuach that there's a problem of tzaya in between. How common is it that there's a tzaya which is problematic in between, that's not covered over? There's a lot of tzaya in between the last 6,000 miles, but most of it covered over, it has din of tzaya mechusa, or it has a din of...
Between
you and the next person, and the person that's making the bracha. Even in somebody's house, where is it that it's not mechusa or it's not covered over in something? What?
Can't be going be mafsir. Every avodas kechavim. Shall whether it's every kechavim or a avodas kechavim.
Why can't
we
say
they're
all
I don't know if that's the mashmoy. It's me'achri hashat, but the rest of the kal is there. But Shabru is different. They didn't learn that way, right? I hear.
How is this one? How big is it? This is the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. But the Rashba, davka shein ra'ei so. This is the machlokes that we mentioned before, when it's whether lo yir b'chol going also on saya or davka on erva. According to the Rosh, it's going only on erva, not on saya. Therefore, it's in a different rishus. Even if you could see it, it's not a problem. According to the Rashba, it's also going on saya, and therefore, even if it's in a different rishus, it's going to be a problem if you could see it. However, how do we pass on la'alacha? The Bir Halacha comes out that it's the Sveika de Dino. Bechein Nochein, that's how he paskins. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Mikra Dim, we go like the Rosh, Avol Nochein LaHachmer for the Rashba also. Even according to the Rashba, says Mishnah Berurah, if you have a window separating in between you, the Mishnah Berurah Shita is, the Rashi says, and the Rambam is before that Tzoyah B'Ashoshis is Lav Dafka covered over in a glass container, right? Any Mechitza in between is also not a problem. Mamela, if you're inside your house looking outside your window, or inside a car looking outside the window, ukedoyme. Any case like that, that's going to be mutter, even according to the Rashba, even if you see the, you're going through the safari, and you see all the animals, whatever they, leftovers from lunch, or anything else, ashpas or vechulu, you're passing by in Harazevel in Staten Island, I think they took it away already by now. All these places, lechura, once it's already outside, once it's already outside your window, if you don't smell it, then it's not a problem, even according to the Rashba. Why is that called covered? Because it's mechuse between you and the tzoya with the zechuchis. But befrat, if you're inside of a house, for sure it's considered mechuse where the glass, you're totally covered over and separated. For sure you're inside a car or inside a house. Chiddush is maybe even in a case where there's a little mechitz in between, which glad it doesn't talk about according to the Rashba. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, is talking about a case where you're in a house or you're in a car or kedima, and there's a window there, that's for sure is considered mechusa because there's a mechitza which is mafsek in between you and the tzoya legamri. Now, let's say you have tzoya in a different rishus and you want to close your eyes. What's the halacha in that case? So the chur we should say, according to the Rashba, it's only a shell according to the Rashba. According to the Rashba, even if you see it, it's not a problem. According to the Rashba, Atzimis Sinayim, L'chur, we know by Erva, Atzimis Sinayim doesn't work. It says, Lo Yir B'chor Erva Zavar, and that's going also on Tzoya. If you hold that Lo Yir B'chor Erva Zavar is going also on Tzoya, and that means even when it's a different Rishus, it's a problem, then L'chur, Atzimis Sinayim shouldn't work. Why would Atzimis Sinayim work if you're still able to see it? If you have the Yichilis to see it? So if it's outside of your Dalet Amos, that we already mentioned beforehand, it's outside of your Dalet Amos, then maybe there, fakert, we said that Atzimis Sinayim doesn't work, even if it's outside of Dalet Amos, it's only when you get to Erva it works, when you get to Tzoya it doesn't work. So why, when it's in a different Rishus, would it work? So the truth is, the Machlekes HaPaiskim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Al-Yirabah, that it doesn't work, L'chor, that's the Sfar Pshuto. Doesn't work because Lo Yir B'chol is also going on Tzoya, and even if it's in a different Rishus, it's a problem. So the fact that you, and if Atzimis Sinayim doesn't work when it's in the same Rishus, why should it work in a different Rishus? Chor, 1 plus 1, it should not work. However, the Magen Avraham says no, it works when it's in a different Rishus. Atzimis Sinayim works in a different Rishus. Why would it work? So I would have thought to say that when it's in a different Rishus, Al Yidei the Re'iyah, we could say that it's considered as if it's in your Rishus. Therefore, it's in your machaneh. And therefore, closing your eyes doesn't help you, because if it's in your machaneh, you have to cover it. When it's in a different rishus, it's not in your machaneh. And therefore, the riyah can't make it into your machaneh. It's beherch not in your machaneh. Only when it's outside of Dalat Amas and it's in the same rishus as you, it's at the end of this room, which is outside of Dalat Amas, but it's the same rishus, then you can say, oh, day the riyah makes the kivu as if it's in your machaneh. And therefore, it's a problem, and that Simas Anayim is not going to help. But if it's in a different rishus, then it's not going to help, then it's not a problem, the fact that you see it, that you could see it, because Behechrich is not in your machaneh. If you Lamaisa, you see it, you have to close your eyes. But the Mishnah Berurah, we said, says that according to the Rashba, it doesn't make it as if it's in your machaneh when you see it. So what's the reason why, when it's in a different rishus, Atzimus Anayim would help? So L'chor, we could say, maybe like we said, the Chazon Ish said, when you get to Erva. When you get to Erva, the halacha is, when you have Erva and Ashashis, then Atzimus Anayim helps. And everybody wanted to know, why does it help Atzimus Anayim when it's in Ashashis? The Chero, you could see it. Why should Atzimus Anayim help? Says the Chazon Ish, because there's two problems. When it says La Yerbacha, it means that it cannot be seen. It can't be negative. It can't be, the Erva can't be negative. Therefore, as long as it's negative, Atzimus Anayim is not going to help you, because it's negative. But if you have a Mechitz in between, it's Erva Ashashis, then it's already not negative. There's something which is being mafsik in between you and the Erva. Meila, it's not considered negative. I lamais, you could see it. Then Atzimus Anayim will help for the fact you could see it. You could say the same thing, but again, it's a tzoya. If it's in a different rishus, then it could be seen. You're right, but it's not considered the tzoya is negative. But Yerubacha says, according to the Rashba, that the tzoya can't be negative. Kokama, that you could see it, the tzoya is negative. But if it's in a different rishus, then the tzoya is not negative. I lamais, you see it. For that, Atzimus Anayim helps. Why is the chesisa only when it's in your rishus? Why not? Why don't you have to cover it? According to the Rashba, that even if it's a different rishus, as long as you can see it, it's a problem, so why shouldn't you have to cover it? Chur. That would be even a get to Atzimus Anayim. Lamaisa Lachura, B'shas Lachak, for sure, a person can be close his eyes. But fat, according to the Rashba, you don't even have to close your eyes. And even according to the Rashba, you don't have to close your eyes. According to the Rashba, it's machlekes, so then I don't see what the name helps. It's a svek sveko, for sure. You'd be able to close your eyes. You'd be able to be meikol achar. Chotzer ketana shesif gimel, chotzer ketana shenifetza bimlu ala gedoylo, va gedoylo yedevas ala min atzodim, ketana lechashiva kabayis bifnei atzma, kimi shenifetza bimlu ala gedoylo. Ava la gedoylo, kim shiktsale oit fun al shoktane mit tazem mit tazeh shiv gebayt fun yatsme hok khum tsoye bigdel as lekes bigtana as yach kashir nim tsoye bigtana mot lekes bigdel bler khokim in magil rekhra. The halacha is like the Mishnah Berurah points out that over here the mechaber is seisim kidea kamaisa shebesif hakoidim. There's a machlekes in sif beis what the halacha is if you have tsoye which is in a different rishus, and does a hefsik rishus help for reach. So over here he says, the Mechaber says, that if it's in a different Rishos, and the Reach is not Magi Aloi, then it's okay. The Mashmoy says that he's being Soisim, that if the Reach is Magi Aloi, then it is a problem. We saw that as Mechlekes in the Rambam and the Chachmei Tzarfas. The Rambam says that if the smell, if there's Soy in a different Rishos, and you smell it in your Rishos, it's a problem. The Chachmei Tzarfas say, it's not a problem. It's in a different Rishos. I don't care that you can smell it. It's not a problem. And everybody asks, what's going on over here? That doesn't make any sense. Hafacha is a reach rasha in leikir. There's no tzoya b'chlal. And even so, it's usher. So if you have tzoya in a different rishus, and you smell it in your rishus, how could it be that it's not usher? How could the Chacham Yitzhar say it's not usher? L'chora, the fact that it's a different rishus can make it at best that's kilo as if there's no tzoya here. But even if there's no tzoya here, if you smell it, it's a problem. What's the pshat? The preacher best to miss his kashrin, sifkat and vav. L'chora, the pshat is, something they wanted a taino. Shimon mentions Pshad, that Hogufa, that when you have a Reach Ra that's coming Machmas Tzoya, then like we said at the beginning, the Reach Ra that's coming Machmas Tzoya is the Hemshech of the Tzoya. It's like the tentacles of the Tzoya. It's the Tuffle of the Tzoya, but it's an extension of the Tzoya. So if you have the Iker Tzoya in a different Rishus, and therefore it's Mutter, then the extension of the Tzoya can't be worse than the Iker. The Tafel can't be worse than the Iker. And go comment that the Iker is Mutter, then the Tafel is also going to be Mutter, even though you smell it. As opposed to if you have Reach Ra on this Rishos, which is Reach Ra on this Rishos, then it's going to be a problem. I lemaisi, you smell it. How could it be that something's mutter if you smell it? We already found kama pomim that it's something it should be mutter even if you smell it. And that is according to Rav Huna. We talk about paskin like that, but according to Rav Huna, Rashi says that if it's within your dalat ames behind you, it's outside your dalat ames. If you don't smell it, even if you smell it, it's not a problem. According to Rabbi Yechanan, if you're hoylich b'mavoyis mitur nafais, if it's not considered your machane, then you're allowed to continue learning kriyashma. You're supposed to put your hand over your mouth. But be'etemikra din, it's not considered your machane, even though you smell it, it's not a problem. So the fact that you smell it is lav dafka a problem. Kokam that the etem tzaya is not a problem, it's a different shus, and the smell of the tzaya is also not going to be a problem. Sif dalat. So is kelav echazir minosem emurz machrik mehem koim b'tzayos. Odom lav dinim kedin tzayos shar behem achayev. Oyev she'in tzarech lachem mehem imeim behem reichra. V'yesh behem reichra dinim ketzayos odom. Here comes the halacha l'maitzos. How do we, where does this, the dinim tzaya come out, halacha l'maitzos for us? The standard tzaya that a person sees in the street. What is he seeing? So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, I would say the standard tzaya that a person is seeing is either tzaya of kelavim, depending where you are. If you're in Beit Yisrael, generally there's not too many dogs around, but in many other places there are, in the parks, in the, depends where you're, other places, even in Yerushalayim, there's a lot of dogs hanging around, and even though you're supposed to clean up after them, not everybody does. And the other type is maybe tzaya of horses, depending on how many hafkanot they had. So with regard to dogs, the halacha is that the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha says that if there's no oriz, then we don't have to worry about dogs, tzaya of a dog. You don't have to worry about the tzaya of a dog because that smell is not a strong smell. It's not a problem. With regard to the horses, so then the chayr tzali, that's any behema chayev oif, that only if you smell it, it's a problem. And even though at the beginning, right when it comes out, it might be very smelly, but since it dissipates shortly afterwards, it's not considered, it's not a bad smell problem. And therefore, until you smell it, you do not have to worry about it. Memela, somebody that sees the tzaya in front of him, lechayra, he would not have to worry about such a thing generally. It's only usher when it's a reach ra that rave b'nei adam are mitzdar mimenu. But if rave b'nei adam are not mitzdar from it, then the chur is not a problem. Now I would think to say that doesn't just mean that the smell is such a smell which is not so bad. It's even a very bad smell, but if you're far away and it's very, very faint, then the chur also, that wouldn't be a problem. If as long as you went dad amish from the mokum which was very strong, then the chur, it shouldn't be a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out over here that Dover Shetivoy Reachra Kigain Itzur and Mechadoy Memutter Leinikra Tzoya Lamashinitzach Machas Ipush Vikachos Besever Mincha Shmuel. The halacha is that something which Be'etzem smells bad, but it didn't rot. It's not bad. It's not considered. It's not Tzoya. It just has a very bad smell. For example, sometimes when people, you're singing Bar Yochai around the, and one of the kids takes a plastic bottle and throws it into the fire and stinks, whatever it is, that you don't have to stop singing Bar Yochai, even though it has a bad smell, because that's not a davar machmas ipush, it's not a problem. So now, how far do we take this? Where's the negea? It's negea, many times everybody goes up to the mountains in the summer, and there's skunks, then for miles, you can smell skunk. What's that? When you're down in Minchat HaTayin Tzatzin. Ain't a sechal isser. Can you? Is there any problem with Dorm Shekidusha when you smell a skunk? How about in a fish store, if there's no dead fish around? Just the very fact that there's fish. Some people can't stand fish. I have a relative that when he would set the table, he wouldn't put a fish fork by the person that sat next to him because he didn't want fish. I mean, can't stand it. They can't stand it. It's a horrible smell. They can't. Or there's something here in Eretz Yisrael called boash, that they use it to when there's the hafgana, to scatter the people from the hafgana. They spray the stuff that smells horrible. And it's not a problem. It happens to be that I saw a little article about it, that they decided they're going to send it to India to use it for help scattering hafganot. And it didn't work at all. Because they're used to the smell. That just goes to show that the smell of Rei B'nei Adam Mitzdarim Imenu really depends on where you are. We're going to use that in a second as a tzad kula. But that lechura is artificial. It's synthetic. It's not a real smell. It's not real tzoya that they're spraying. It's just a really bad smell that they made in a laboratory. even if there are molecules of tzoya there, I don't think that that's considered a reach rashi yish leikir. That's not really a tzoya. Therefore, lechara, all these cases should be mutter. The only thing is, what's the reason why something which is intrinsically has a bad smell is mutter? Is it because it's exeris akasev, it's not considered tzoya? Or is it that most people, even if it's a bad smell, people aren't mitzdara because it's not mos, it's not disgusting? So somebody wanted to say that's the reason why, because it's not mos, but something which would be mos, then in a chram would be a problem. So if you have boash, which smells exactly like tzoya, then even though it's not real tzoya, but lechur, it should be a problem also. Now the shell is, what's with a skunk? It's pretty most. Yesh Laim, what would be in that? The only person that I found that donned in the Shaila was the Shevet HaKohasi. He dons Benegia to this, and he says, he wants to say, what do you do in bungalow colonies? What do you do in the summer? What do you do in this? You're not going to say Dvarim Shevkdusha? So he's not even mitzadid lakula that maybe it's a dover which is not a Rechira, that's him. For some reason he didn't bring up that tzad. I would have thought that's a shtark atzad. He didn't even bring up such a tzad when he gave it to the skunk. He wanted to say that there's nothing to do about it. He wanted to say that be'etzem, it's a reich rasha ein leikir. Memeil and divrei Torah are going to be mutter. Elamai, kriyashma and tefila. And then he says, kriyashma and tefila, the only reason they were machmer is because you can go outside. But here you can't go outside. Where are you going to go? You're going to walk 3 miles till you're able to say kiddush levana? So Shaila is, maybe you have to, maybe you don't have to. So it depends. If you know on the other side of town that it's not a problem, on the other side of the bungalow colony it's not a problem, maybe you should do that. Sometimes it smells, it's the whole, I'm saying it's the whole Catskills, you know. It's not the whole, it's not going to help you. What? I don't know. They don't have skunks here in Eretz Yisrael. But here... So in Echonami, where there's an available... So we'll get to that in a minute, exactly. What are they going to do? So that would be... So that's what he says. He says, L'chara, it's mutter. He says, Alatzadi Yosef Tzoyev, if you have air freshener, that's the best. Because since it's a Reach Rashi Ein Le'ikr, then it's not dependent on whether or not you could smell or not smell. It's dependent on whether or not you smell it or not. You don't smell it. As long as you have air freshener, then that would be fine. That would be the best, and that should be the best. But he wants to be Mitzad L'kula, even without that. Still, the Etzem Dover is not clear to me. Is the Etzem Usher in the first place? Now, a similar shaila is, what's the story of a person who's very sweaty? And sometimes it happens, especially during the 9 days, no one's showering, that it's very hot, it could be over 100 degrees, and there's a smell emanating from certain people. Is there a problem to learn and daven next to that? L'chor v'pashtis zeya, even though there are molecules there, but it's re'ach rashi in le'ikr, m'meila, interior shouldn't be a problem, the shaila is kriyashma and tefila. The story of Chaim Antaratayna, That's not a problem. Zay is not a problem. I think they brought down in the Aura that he said that if it would be very bad, let's say, he was talking about also socks of Kehanim. He says that it could be, if it's very bad, then maybe it would be a Dover Moris would be a problem. However, it's not common for it to be such a case. And I saw in the Sefer Nekiyas for Kabbalah Tzvila, he has a whole tshuva from Yitzhak Zilberstein, when he gets to a Kohen who's, no one should take him prisoner. That his when he takes off his a lot of kehanim here. If there would be such a thing that the kohen would take off his shoes and it would be a very strong smell of zeya, then what would be? Would he be able to say berachas kohen? So he's mitzadid that first of all it's only he wants to say that if it's mamash adover mos, then the chorit should be aser. However, since it's a shayla only if there are banan, because it's reach rasha ein leikur, the mele covered abrius, makom covered abrius, it would be mutter. He says, if you have a way to spray air freshener, that's the best. I remember somebody who was chiyuv was mentioned that he heard from one of the poskim here in yeshiva that that's a good thing to you should always have a little spray bottle of air freshener just in case. Now you have to realize, just if the heter that we just said before in this kavod abrius, if you're gonna make an issue of it, then certainly gonna be mavazim beravim. Then absolutely not, you know. There's only one coin and then you start. Certainly not. If you have a way to do it conspicuously that no one would know, then in the Chanami there's such a possibility. But if not, then we'll be samech on the fact of Kavod HaBriyos. The Sif Hei, Tzoyas Chamor, What is Negev is my name, say it's Chatul, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, even though a Chatul has smears that it covers up after itself, but Lamayis, in a case where it didn't cover up after itself, it's a very strong smell and it's problematic. So too, Nevela Masrachas, in the mountains, sometimes it happens, you can smell it, so you have to be careful. Now, Tzayas Chamor, there's not so many Chamorim, but I'll tell you the truth. There are certain places where the Arabs walk around with donkeys. I know where I live, in Beit Ari Lit, we're right across the street from an entire Arab city. And some of the Arabs, they come in on donkeys. And there's not really any dogs, except some stray dogs. There's not really too many dogs around Beit Ari Lit. But there are donkeys. So if you see Tzaya, the standard Tzaya that you're going to see probably is Tzaya of a donkey. It's not Tzaya of a dog. Or a horse. L'chur yishlein, where they have to be chayshish. However, it's the chur not bamin aderech. Because anybody that's going on a long trip nowadays takes a car. And doesn't take a donkey. Now, the only shalas, let's consider bamin aderech. What's a derech? Yud beiz mil? That, we'll have to ask what's considered a derech. What's a bamin aderech? I don't know, I didn't find anything clear. We're going to get to that. But l'chur b'pashas is that it's not a bamin aderech. And l'chur you shouldn't have to worry about it. Sifvav, Yerushalmi, also likas k'negim rei reglei chamor, a bamin aderech, k'negim tzeyaz tarnagilim aduma. What's Tanagrila Aduma? That they bring down here, it's the English hen, Indic, which is a turkey. Which is... So, those that have turkeys, I know, and it's common, my in-laws live in Muncie in the back, they have all the time, they have wild turkeys coming. In the, whatchamacallit, it's not uncommon. Therefore, those that have them, should be careful. It's supposed to be Masrachas Ma'id. The Sif Zayin Tzoyas Tarnagoylim Ha'ochem Bebayis Dina Ketzoyas Behim Lechai V'Oif Aval Alul Shalem Yesh Beisirchem Eni Ketzoyas Adam. If you have a few chickens running around, like a lot of people here in Beis Yisrael have a few chickens running around, not a problem. However, if you have a whole lul, if you have a whole coop, then it's a problem because there's a lot of Tzoya. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, since there's so much tzoya there, therefore it's a problem. Now the shaila is, what's the story with regard to kaparis? Are you allowed to say kaparis in where they have the kaparis? There's lachar, a lot of tarnagrilim over there. And even though it's not a lul, because they're not staying there for 2 weeks on end, but lachar, 10 chickens for 30 days in a coop equals 300 chickens for one day in kaparis. L'chor, you have the same amount of tzaya there at the end of the day. L'chor, that's when it's mesriach. If you have that amount of that amount of chickens there, then l'chor in a chanami, a person should, if it's a strong smell, then people should be marchik dalat ames. And I see people are machbid. People are machbid to try to go move away that where to where it doesn't smell. Oh, what do you do about Kisei Adam? Then you have to know what to do about Kisei Adam. Really depends where they do the Kisei Adam. If it's, I know when I did it here in Mei Sharm, when I was a Bachar, so you did Kaparis and then you went to the Shlachtos. So it was a little bit further away, therefore it wasn't a problem. It wasn't, what? The Shlachtos is not much better, depending on what's going on. Yesh Lion, Lechero, if there's a lot of Tzoya there, then Yesh Lion, whether or not you can make such a Bracha. If it's, I would think that right by where they're doing the shechita, there's not so much tzaya. They're not doing a mamish in the place, but it really depends. It depends on exactly how close it is. If there's a lot of tzaya there, then yesh la'ayin tuva, whether or not there's a heter to make a brach on such a case. And l'chor wouldn't help to just spray a little bit of air freshener in such a case. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, because of chayei adam duah din dir shel behema, a refet, a corral of animals, or a barnyard, is a problem. Now the question is, what do you do if you go to a moshav? There's many moshavim up north that they have a refet bakar, they have a barnyard, and you can smell it wherever you are in the moshav, depending on which direction the wind is blowing. You can smell the smell. What are you supposed to do? That was the case that I mentioned on the sheet, that was actually happened to me. I was the one there, I went up to before Pesach, I was in a moshav up north, and Matzah Shabbos came around, and they went outside to say Kiddush Levana, and smelled, and everybody's just saying Kiddush Levana. I'm like, what's going on over here? I go over to one guy, say, what's the deal? You don't smell anything? He's like, since Corona, I don't smell anything. Alright. Totoran. But the shadow is, what's the deal? How do you take it as Havana? And how do they daven outside with Corona? Not only that, often you could even smell it inside the house. What are you doing in such a case? So I saw that somebody wanted to be Mekel because maybe it could be Semich on the Chachmei Tzarfas. And when it's in a different Rishos, the Tzarfas is in a different Rishos, even if the smell is, you smell it, it's going to be Mutter. We have a Chachmei Tzarfas. Now, Lachar is a Chiddush because it seems that Mechaber says him not like the Chachmei Tzarfas twice. He says him in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, not like the Chachmei Tzarfas, and therefore Lachar would be Chiddush to go with them. Maybe Shasat Chak would be Semich on it. That is, you could be mitzaref to be our halacha quotes a kitzur shulchan aruch that says that a refet bakar is not a problem. It's not like a lulav shel ta'anug galim, but it's not going to help you for a moshav that has a lulav shel ta'anug galim. So the question is, Lamaisa Mishabura says that he was chaylik on it. He says that he was chaylik on the kitzur shulchan aruch. He said that a refet bakar is no better than an ashpa. You have to be chayshin that there's going to be tzaya there. Now, with manenu, we have bathrooms, you have to be chayshin there's going to be tzaya there. But he says it's like no worse than an ashpa sherei chara, even if there's no tzaya there. And Mamela, Lachar, according to Mishnah Brura, he doesn't want to be mekel with a barnyard. So the question is, what do you do in such a case? So, Lachar, you could be mekel. There's a shayla, what's the story with tzaya in a different rishus? And you smell it. Do you have to be marchik dalet ames mimokum shekola hareach? Or as long as you don't smell it, then you're okay. What's the shiloh? Do we don it as a reach she yesh lo yikr, she ain't lo yikr? So if you don it as a reach she ain't lo yikr, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a suffix over here in the Mishnah Berurah, and in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, and Lachura, he says in the Bir Alach, he's Marach, he says the big machlok is Achrenim. Lavush gro chay adam mar machmir the prishel yirava derech chaim shochan shleim mar meko the big machlok is Achrenim. Lachura, but welcome at Chak. It could be same on the mekilon that say that you only have to be marchik as much as you, as long as you don't, till the makom you don't smell it. That's the case of zin reich rashi ein leker. As long as you spray some air freshener, you're okay. However, I didn't see anybody spraying air freshener outside the moshav Yavneel. So what's the deal? Why do you have to worry about it? So I thought that maybe since they're there in these moshavim, they're so used to it, that it's not considered a reich rash, a reich b'ni adam mitzar mimenu. Dehainu, how do we don it? We said in Sif Aleph that we don't don it by the individual person. If the individual person doesn't smell, or by him it's not a gishmaka smell, it's not a bad smell, we don't care. We go by reich b'ni adam. But if in this place, reich b'ni adam, you have to work reich b'ni adam in the world, if in India this is not a bad smell, so then lachur, it's not a bad smell. We don't have to worry about what's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So if in this moshav it's not a bad smell, so it's not a bad smell. But I want to be mitzvah that even without that, lachura, how it's not such a strong smell. Unless your mamash right near the barnyard, then you get a whiff. You get there is a smell that you smell when the wind blows, and it's not kishmak, but it's not terrible. It's not most. It's not mamash horrible smell. Depending on how close you are, obviously to the barnyard, but very often it's just you'd rather that you didn't smell it. But to say that it's mamish, a reach ra, that b'nei adam are mitzarim imenu, maybe it already is a much lower darga, and befrat with everything else we're saying, that it's in different rishus, and mechulu, and you have kitzur shulchan aruch, and yefshur, then you have definitely what to be semicho, and it doesn't seem like anybody is machmer lemaisa. If? That's a shallow whether or not Refet Bakar has din tzaya. What din does it have? Beth in the Pashas is when it comes from a cow, then it's not a problem. Right? It's only a Refet Bakar, then it does have a problem. So. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, and we saw it in the Gemara, the Bir Halacha brings down over here. Amru Chazal bebrachos, mi shenizel hizkul ledvar Hashem bekdusha, zeichal richas yamim. Ein shem begmara. Do you ever have any other iser that if the Gemara tells you if you're nizer in this iser, then you get a richas yamim, then you get a schar? Tells you what? Generally, we tell you schar that you get for being mekayim a mitzvah. for not doing the avir, then you get the, then it tells you the schar. I was thinking maybe pshat is that a person over here, it's different. When you don't do the avirah, you're also losing out on a mitzvah. It's not just that you're not doing an avirah. You're not doing a mitzvah. You're not being mekayim a mitzvah. When there's tzoyah here, so I'm not saying shema. I'm not davening. I'm not. Mishnah Berurah says it's better. A guy's in jail. It's better that he shouldn't daven at all. That's the story of Reb Zushin. That he didn't. That he was dancing around the pail of tzoyah because this is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he shouldn't. That's what Chazal is telling you. Don't think you're going to lose out on the fact that you're not saying Kriya Shema V'Tzvila. Kadosh Baruch will make it up to you. You'll have Yizeichat Arichas Yamim. You'll have either more time to daven, more time to learn. Chula, you won't have to worry about it. Sif Ches. Also, liquors can get Ashpash Arich Ara. What's the story with garbages Bizmanenu? So it seems that most Poiskim, the Poiskim Bizmanenu, the Isha Yisrael, as Marathman gets this, as Sarb Shlomo Zalman, Elikha Shlomo talks about it. Many Poiskim in the Kiyus were covered with Tzvila. He has a bunch of people that talk about it. It seems that the consensus of the Poiskim is that the garbage bins that we have is Manenu, without the big ones, generally they're Kurlik Rishus La'atzmam, they're Memso, and if they're covered over and you don't see the Tzaya, then it's not a problem. You can take Dvarim Shev Kedusha even when you pass by. It doesn't have a dinner Graf Sharei, as we'll explain when we get to some Pezayin Bezer Hashem Yisbach, but hopefully this week. The has a din. Of doesn't have the negraf sharei, it's covered over, and this is obviously going that there's no rechra. They actually bring down from Shlomo Zalman that that's who he's knowing every day when he was on his way from either waving from Yeshiva, whatever. People would always walk with him and ask him shalos. He would never stop when he was passing by the garbage cans. Now, if he'd smell the chori, he would. I'm guessing, but for standard to be choishish, he wasn't choishish. The only shaila happens when the garbage is piled up, and overflowing. Then in such a case, very often it smells. Very often there could be tzoya that's there. It could be the rotting food. The bags are ripped open, especially when there's cats, or it was never closed in the first place. Then it's a much, much bigger problem. And that would have a din of ashpa. That's similar to the ashpa that they were talking about in Chazal. Chazal's ashpas were like the garbage dumps, where you have just loads and mounds of garbage that are piled high. It's not talking about that it was covered over inside of a green garbage dump, garbage can. There, it gets much more problematic. Friday morning, Sunday morning after Shabbos, it's piled up high. Those places that doesn't come up to Shabbos. Then in a Hanami, in such a case, it's not so pasha that you're allowed to. The pasha is that you should not be laying in Kriya Shema when you're keneged that, because Mamash has a din of a Ashpa, and it's also liquor is kenegdai, or on the side of it behind you within the Alaramis, if it has Re'echra. The standard garbage can in a person's house, the pashas doesn't have a din of a ashpa, which is rechara. If you smell it, it does. The actual garbage can, lechara, most people nowadays use bags. They don't throw it into the garbage can itself. Some people do. But the pashas doesn't have a din of graf sharei. Generally, the standard diaper, which is dirty, is wrapped up in a bag first. I'll have to find out what the story of diapers are. But generally, the standard garbage, if the garbage smells, then you have to be marchik. The standard, whether you have to be marchik, does the garbage itself have a din of ashpa? Fashas lechur doesn't have a din of ashpa unless you know that there's something inside, which is masriach. Then lechur is going to be problematic. Sif test, final sif of sif simen ayin test. Yotzim min reich milamato osur b'divrei Torah ad sheich la'reich. Im yotzim mechaverim otur b'divrei Torah mishum di'efshe shatamidim k'tasim garesim k'tasim yishenim u'mefichim b'teich sheno aval likus kriyashma osur ad sheich la'reich. Now, what's the story of Hir B'Shas Tafacha? So the Eish Lavrom, the Bachacher, he says that L'chura, he's mistopic. Tzarachin, if B'Shas Tafacha, whether or not he's allowed to be Mahar in Divrei Torah. Now, the Mashmois is pretty clear there that he's talking about at the time that he's actually being Mefiach. Even if he's not smelling it. It's at the time of the Tafacha, then he's mistopic. Now, after he's Mefiach, and there's the Re'ach Ra, is the person himself allowed to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah or not? He's not allowed to learn. Now the person next to him is allowed to learn. It's not the Etzem Aser. We Aser what we could. The Shals, what's the story with Hir? The Aser Hir or not? So I saw that in the bottom of Das Noita they bring down the Etzer Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he says that L'chur is Mutter. Nearer the Mutter, I think he says. They bring down Hagois from Rabbi Yom and Diskin. They wanted to be Medak that way in Rabbi Yeno, that if it's only a reach ra she'ein le'ikr, then here is mutter b'divrei Torah, which is l'chur b'chiddush, which would mean l'chur also that you're allowed to look in a sefer without reading. that should be l'chara fine according to that. Now, what does a person do if he's learning with a chavrusa and the chavrusa may fiach? If he's going to stop, then l'chara is a problem of covered debris. L'chara, in such a case also, you have a dinner covered debris. L'chara, in such a case, you'd be allowed to continue the same way that we mentioned beforehand, that you're allowed to continue and by the Kohanim. Now, I'll cover the Brias. Now, the din of Re'ech HaShem Le'ikir, since it's only the Rabbanan, like the Rabban says, then Memela has a few kulos. The first kula is, first of all, that we said that it's Mutter B'Divrei Torah, if it's not the person himself. The second is that as long as you don't smell it, it's Mutter. You don't have to go, there's no din of Dalat Amis Makosh Kala Re'ech. As long as you went to the place you don't smell it, you're fine. And not only that, if you spray it, you're also fine. Not only that, there's people that hold that if you spray a Re'ech Rashi Yesh Le'ikir, it's fine. It's only a guy that can't smell, but there's Be'etzim smell there, then it's a problem. But if you spray up the area, so you don't, there's no spell there, Bechal, then it's fine, even if it's Re'ech Rashi Yesh Le'ikir. We Lamites are not Mekel like that, but a Re'ech Rashi Yesh Le'ikir, for sure he could be Mekel. It's always good to have a little bit of spray, just in case. They used to carry around the spray for gel, but okay. What's the halacha b'di'evet if a person leaned Kriya Shema or davened in a makom she yesh bo Re'ech Rashi ein le'ikir? So I saw in the Ishei Yisrael, he wanted to say that the Mishnah Brura says in Siman Ayin Vav Sif Katan Lamed Gimel that even if a person's over in Issa derabanan, Lamaisa, he has to be choyze v'kori Kriya Shema im b'chartzel, and he has to be mispal again. We made the same thing l'char over here. We'd have to lean Kriya Shema again with the brachos. And also Davin Shmoneh Esrei again.